Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time we're going deep into the world of Reddit relationships.
Always a fascinating area.
Oh, it is. It really is. And today we've got some stories lined up that are going to make you cringe, make you laugh, and definitely make you think.
I think people will be surprised by how relatable some of these situations are.
Exactly. Like, you know, you read these stories and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened. But then you start thinking, wait a minute, haven't we all been there in some way? Like that awkward moment when...
When you accidentally like an ex's post from 5 years ago?
Yes. Oh, or when you send a text to the wrong person.
That's always a classic.
It's the worst. But the stories we've got today, those are next level awkwardness and drama.
We're talking relationship dilemmas that could make or break a couple.
Exactly. So let's jump right in with our first story and buckle up because this one's a doozy. We've got a wife who discovers a secret about her husband, and it's not the kind of secret that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
This one's a real betrayal of trust.
It is. Okay, so picture this. You're 24 years old. You've been happily married for 6 years. Life is good, right?
He's like it.
And then you and your hubby decide to hop on that TikTok trend where couples reveal little secrets to each other. You know, just for fun, harmless.
Right. Harmless in theory.
Yeah, well, in this case, not so much. The husband's secret turns out to be a bombshell. He basically admits that 2 years earlier, he deliberately sabotaged his wife's computer.
Now, that's not something you just casually drop in a TikTok video.
Right. I mean, can you imagine? You're just trying to have some fun with your spouse and suddenly your whole world comes crashing down.
And the reason behind the sabotage is even more disturbing.
Okay. Spill the tea. What was his reason?
He didn't like that she was spending a few nights a week gaming with her siblings and working on her school assignments. So he messed with her computer to limit her time online.
What? Seriously, that's like some next level controlling behavior.
It is. And what's particularly concerning is that he admitted to having the ability to fix it the whole time, but chose not to. He was actively preventing her from connecting with her family and pursuing her education.
That's just messed up on so many levels. I mean, if my partner did that to me, I would seriously question everything about our relationship.
It raises some major red flags about respect, trust, and autonomy in the relationship.
Absolutely. So what happened next? Did they, like, try to work through it, or did she just kick him to the curb?
Well, the Reddit community had a lot to say about this situation, and most people were on the wife's side. They encouraged her to have a serious conversation with her husband about his controlling behavior.
Yeah, that's a conversation that needs to happen. Like, this isn't just about a broken computer. This is about a pattern of disrespect and a need for control.
It's about understanding the root cause of his actions.
Yeah.
What are his insecurities? Why did he feel the need to sabotage her?
Maybe he's just, like, super insecure and jealous.
Could be. Or maybe there are deeper communication issues at play. They might need to consider couples counseling to help them unpack all of this.
Therapy could be a good step, especially if he's willing to put in the work to change his behavior.
Exactly. Because it's not enough to just apologize. He needs to demonstrate through his actions that he understands the gravity of what he did and that he's committed to respecting her boundaries.
So the big question is he truly remorseful and willing to change, or is this just a band-aid on a much bigger problem?
That's something they'll need to figure out together. But one thing's for sure, this situation is a wake-up call for anyone who might be in a similar relationship.
It's a reminder that trust is earned and that everyone deserves a partner who supports their growth, not someone who tries to hold them back.
And sometimes the most loving thing you can do is walk away from a relationship that's no longer serving you.
That's heavy, but so true. Okay, well, that was intense. Let's move on to our next story, which involves a questionable text message, a fiancé, and a whole lot of suspicion.
Late-night texts always seem to spell trouble, don't they?
Oh, they do. Okay. They do. Now, this one is particularly tricky because it involves some communication challenges that add a whole other layer of complexity.
This one really had people debating on Reddit.
I bet. Okay, so we've got this woman. She's been engaged to her fiancé for about a year. They're currently living apart while saving up to buy a house, but everything seems to be going great.
So far, so good.
Right. But then she receives this text from him that's, well, let's just say it's not exactly what you'd expect from your loving fiancé.
Not your typical sweet dreams text.
Not even close. Okay, so here's the thing. Her fiancé works super early hours, like 3:00 a.m. starts. On top of that, he has dyslexia and sometimes uses text-to-speech because of a speech impediment.
So texting isn't always his strongest suit.
No, but they usually send sweet messages back and forth, you know, especially since he has a history of getting heat exhaustion at work. So she always wants to make sure he's okay.
It's a way for them to stay connected despite the early hours and communication challenges.
Exactly. So imagine her surprise when she receives a text from him that says, and I'm not even sure if I should repeat this on the air.
Go for it. I think our listeners can handle it.
Okay, brace yourselves. It says, "Have you ever been cream pied?"
Yeah, that's not exactly something you expect to see from your fiance.
I would be freaking out. Like, what do you even say to that?
Well, she's planning to confront him, but there are a few things complicating the situation.
Like what?
First of all, he immediately deletes the text and claims it was a sleepy mistake, saying he wasn't paying attention to what he was texting.
Okay, so maybe he just hit the wrong buttons. It could happen, especially with text-to-speech.
It's possible. But then there's the content of the message itself. It's not exactly a phrase that accidentally pops up in everyday conversation.
Right. That's what makes her suspicious. It's like, is he hiding something? Is there something more going on that he's not telling me?
She's stuck in this limbo of not knowing whether to trust his explanation or follow her gut feeling that something's not right.
That's gotta be so agonizing. Like, who do you trust? Your heart or your head?
And to make matters worse, she's worried that if she waits too long to confront him, he might have time to delete any evidence if he is indeed hiding something.
Oh man, talk about a pressure cooker situation. So, what did the Reddit community advise? How do you even approach a conversation like this without sounding like a crazy, jealous fiance, but also making it clear that this isn't something you can just sweep under the rug?
The advice was to focus on open and honest communication, but with a nuanced approach. Instead of immediately jumping to accusations which could put him on the defensive, they suggested starting by expressing her feelings and asking for clarification.
So, like, hey, I got this weird text from you. Can you help me understand what happened?
Exactly. It's about giving him the opportunity to explain himself without feeling attacked.
I like that. It's coming from a place of genuine curiosity rather than judgment.
Right, but she also needs to pay attention to his response. Does he seem genuinely confused? Does his explanation align with his usual texting style? Or does he get defensive, evasive, or start contradicting himself?
Those are all red flags for sure.
Yeah, they are. And it's important to remember that he has dyslexia and uses text to speech. So mistakes are definitely possible.
Right, you can't just jump to conclusions, but at the same time, you can't ignore your gut instincts either.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance between giving him the benefit of the doubt and trusting your own intuition.
This is where communication gets really tricky.
It is,
Yeah.
because ultimately it comes down to whether he's willing to be open and honest with her. A loving partner would want to reassure her and address her concerns head on, not dismiss them or try to sweep them under the rug.
Okay, well, this story definitely has me hooked. I need to know what happens next. But before we dive back into that, let's take a little break.
And we're back, folks, diving deep into the wild world of Reddit relationships.
Where the drama is always piping hot and the advice is, well, sometimes questionable, but always entertaining.
You never know what you're going to find on those Reddit threads.
That's for sure. It's like a virtual roller coaster of emotions.
Speaking of roller coasters, remember that story we started about those adult children trying to make their aging parents' home more accessible?
Oh, yeah, the one where the parents totally flipped out, accused the son-in-law of trying to steal their house.
It was a classic case of good intentions gone wrong.
And a prime example of how difficult it can be to deal with aging parents, especially when there's a history of, let's just say, challenging behavior.
It's a delicate balance between honoring your parents and protecting your own mental and emotional well-being.
It really is. So, what happened next? Did the kids just cave and give in to their parents' demands, or did they stand their ground?
They chose the latter. They realized that engaging with their parents' negativity and accusations was just fueling the fire. So they decided to disengage.
Good for them. Sometimes you just gotta walk away from the drama.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that you can't control other people's behavior, but you can control how you react to it.
So they basically went with the don't feed the trolls strategy.
Precisely. And you know what? It drove the father absolutely crazy. He was so used to his kids giving in to his demands and guilt trips.
I bet he was throwing a tantrum.
Oh, he was. He went on and on about how ungrateful his children were, how they didn't care about him, and how he wished he'd never had them in the first place.
Oh, wow, that's harsh. But the kids didn't take the bait, did they?
Nope. They refused to get sucked back into the drama. The adult child who posted the story said they responded with something like, "Hey, Dad, you should try lavender tea or take a walk. Maybe that'll help with your mood swings."
Oh, I love that. It's like they're killing him with kindness.
And indifference. which is even more infuriating to someone who's trying to manipulate you with guilt and anger.
It's like they're saying, we see your game and we're not playing.
Exactly. They're setting a clear boundary and refusing to engage in the dysfunction.
It's a powerful lesson in how to deal with toxic people. Sometimes the best response is no response at all.
Or a very calm and detached one. That could be even more effective.
Okay, well, let's switch gears back to that story about the fiancé who received the rather explicit text message from her sleep-deprived dyslexic fiancé.
The cream-pied text heard round the Reddit world.
I'm still cringing just thinking about it. So she was going to confront him about it, right? But she was worried that he might delete any evidence if he was indeed hiding something.
It's a tough situation to be in. You don't want to accuse your partner of something serious without proof, but you also can't just ignore a red flag like that.
So what's the best way to approach a conversation like this?
Well, the Reddit community had a lot of different opinions on this one, but the general consensus was to focus on open communication, but with a strategic approach.
Strategic? What do you mean?
Instead of immediately launching into accusations which could make him defensive, the advice was to start by expressing her feelings and asking for clarification. Something like, hey, I received a strange text from you earlier. Can you help me understand what happened?
So coming from a place of curiosity rather than anger? I like that.
It's about giving him the benefit of the doubt and creating a safe space for him to explain himself without feeling attacked.
But at the same time, she needs to pay close attention to his response, right?
Absolutely. Does he seem genuinely confused and embarrassed? Does his explanation align with his usual texting style? Or does he get flustered, evasive, or try to change the subject?
Those are all red flags for sure. But how do you weigh those red flags against the fact that he does have dyslexia and uses text-to-speech?
That's the million-dollar question. There's no easy answer. But one thing that a lot of people emphasize was the importance of trusting your gut instincts.
Your gut is usually right.
More often than not. If something feels off, even after he's given his explanation, that feeling is valid and needs to be addressed.
So it's a balancing act between giving him the benefit of the doubt and trusting your own intuition.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where you're not dismissing your own feelings, but you're also not jumping to conclusions.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about that gamer couple again, Jake and Sarah. Remember Jake had that bad habit of pranking Sarah during their gaming sessions, which was causing some tension in their relationship?
And Sarah finally confronted him about it, explaining how his pranks were making her feel disrespected and undervalued.
And Jake apologized and promised to be more mindful of his behavior. So the question is, did he actually follow through?
Well, according to the story, he did make a genuine effort. He stopped hiding her in-game items, and he was more conscious of not intentionally sabotaging her progress.
That's good to hear, but I bet it wasn't always smooth sailing.
It wasn't. Old habits die hard, and there were definitely times when Jake slipped up. Maybe he had a habit. Or maybe because that mischievous part of him just couldn't resist pushing her buttons a little.
I can relate to that. Sometimes, you know, you shouldn't do something, but you just can't help yourself.
But in a relationship, it's important to be aware of how your actions impact your partner, even if you're just trying to have fun.
So what was the key to Jake and Sarah finding that balance between playfulness and respect?
Well, a big part of it was Sarah learning to communicate her frustrations in a way that wasn't accusatory or blaming. Instead of saying things like, you always do this, or you never listen to me, she focused on how Jake's actions made her feel.
So instead of saying, you're a jerk, she'd say, when you do that, it makes me feel hurt and disrespected.
Exactly. It's a subtle shift in language, but it makes a big difference. It's less likely to trigger defensiveness and more likely to lead to a productive conversation.
And Jake had to be receptive to that feedback.
Right, he did. He had to learn to put himself in Sarah's shoes and understand how his pranks might be affecting her on a deeper level.
It's all about empathy, understanding where your partner's coming from, even if you don't necessarily agree with them.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that your actions have consequences, even if those consequences weren't intended.
Welcome back to our deep dive. We're wrapping up with the final part of our exploration into the wild world of Reddit relationships.
We've covered some serious ground, haven't we?
Well, we have. From betrayals and toxic families to late night texts and, well, creepy inquiries.
It's been a roller coaster ride through the ups and downs of human connection.
Absolutely. And you know what's fascinating to me? It's how these stories from complete strangers can feel so relatable.
They tap into those universal experiences of love, heartbreak, trust, betrayal.
Exactly. It's like a reminder that we're all just trying to figure things out in this crazy world of relationships.
And that there's no one-size-fits-all answer to any of these dilemmas.
So true. Speaking of dilemmas, let's revisit that gamer couple, Jake and Sarah, where Jake had that prankster streak that was, well, kind of rubbing Sarah the wrong way.
Remember, she finally confronted him about it, explaining how his pranks were making her feel disrespected and undervalued.
And Jake apologized and promised to be more mindful of his behavior. But actions speak louder than words, right?
Absolutely. So the question is, did Jake actually follow through on his promise?
Did he tone down the pranks?
Well, according to the story, he made a genuine effort. He stopped hiding Sarah's in-game items, and he was more conscious of not sabotaging her progress.
That's a good sign. But I have a feeling those old habits probably died hard.
You're right. There were definitely times when Jake slipped up. Maybe out of habit, or maybe because that mischievous part of him just couldn't resist.
It's like that little voice in your head that's like, do it! It'll be so funny! Even though you know you probably shouldn't.
But in a relationship, it's important to consider how your actions impact your partner, even if you're just trying to have fun.
So, how did Jake and Sarah navigate this? I mean, it's got to be frustrating for Sarah to feel like he's not taking her concerns seriously, even if it's not intentional.
Well, a big part of it was Sarah learning to communicate her frustrations in a way that wasn't accusatory or blaming.
So instead of saying, you always do this, or you never listen, she'd focus on how his actions made her feel.
Exactly. For example, she might say, when you do that, it makes me feel like you don't respect my skills. Or it makes me feel like you're not taking our gaming session seriously.
That makes sense. It's shifting the focus from blaming to understanding.
And on Jake's side, the key was learning to be more self-aware and recognize the impact of his behavior, even if it wasn't intentional.
It's about realizing that intent doesn't negate impact. You might not mean to hurt someone, but that doesn't mean your actions don't have consequences.
It's a powerful lesson for all of us to remember.
It really is.
Yeah.
So ultimately, what happened with Jake and Sarah? Did they manage to find that balance?
They did. It wasn't easy, and it took effort from both sides. But they were able to communicate their needs, set boundaries, and create a more respectful and enjoyable gaming experience for both of them.
That's awesome. It's like a reminder that relationships require work and compromise, but that the payoff can be so worth it.
It's about choosing to show up for your partner, even when it's challenging, even when you mess up.
You know, as we wrap up this deep dive, I'm struck by how much wisdom and insight can be found in these Reddit relationship stories.
It's like a window into the human heart, isn't it?
Oh.
All the messiness, the complexities, the joys, and the struggles.
And it's a reminder that we're not alone in these experiences. No matter what we're going through, someone out there has probably been there too.
And they're sharing their stories, seeking advice, offering support.
It's a beautiful thing when you think about it. So, to all our listeners out there, keep sharing your stories, keep learning from each other, and keep striving to create healthy and fulfilling relationships.
Because at the end of the day, connection is what it's all about.
Couldn't have said it better myself. That's it for this deep dive into Reddit relationships. We'll catch you next time.